8:30 a.m. Exams are about to begin. The Chinese school students are going head-to-head with the rest of Bohunt Year 9.
No more chatting. Bags that way, please. Find your seats.
It's the first time any of these kids have taken a formal exam.
I slept on all my books last night because, you know, you put them under your pillow and then you put your pillow on and you absorb the knowledge while you're asleep.
Josh, good luck.
Thank you, Miss.
The outcome of four long weeks of teaching, a competition between two completely different approaches to education, will be decided by the next 4 hours.
Does everybody understand what they have to do? Time starts now.
Kind of freaks you out when you're in there. And they look at everyone else and they've got your head down and think, how are they answering this question?
Seeing an exam room is just like, oh God. But then again, I just have to do it.
I kind of want Bohunt to do better than Chinese school because that means that I won't have to go to school from 7 till 7 and random things I didn't like might change the way my normal school is.
You have 10 minutes remaining.
For the Chinese teachers, it's a waiting game.
I want all of them to do well, but it's not realistic. This is a class of mixed abilities. Some of them, they don't engage themselves to the class. So whatever result comes out, I think I can accept it. But if they can do very well, higher than what I expected, I think it's a miracle.
If you can stop writing now, if you are still writing, no talking or communicating with anybody in front or behind.